Previously on The Drive with Roland and Rochelet.
The Go FM Big Walk for Cancer is on its way to us. But even before that, this month is International Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Throughout the month of September, we've been talking to various individuals who were affected by childhood cancer. Of course, CHOC, Childhood Cancer Society, is our beneficiary. Today, we're going to talk to one of the folks who benefited from their work, a childhood cancer survivor from Mthatha, Luviwe Tekula. You've got your bachelor's degree in social sciences from Walter Sisulu University. We managed to catch up with you in Cape Town today. Tell us about your cancer journey and how old you were when you were diagnosed.
Thank you so much for having me. My name is Livia and I've been cancer free for 16 years. Well, when I was 8, I got diagnosed with osteosarcoma, a bone cancer, at Edinburgh Hospital where I was mostly treated, but then they transferred me to the Hotchkiss Hospital for a lymphoma surgery on my left leg.
All right, wow. So they literally took you there.
Yes, yes. They transferred me for the lymphoma surgery there.
How long was the journey? Where did they take you from? I mean, you weren't able to just get there by yourself.
Oh, they took me at the Frere Hospital, East London, then to the Hotchkiss Hospital in Cape Town.
So it's a huge journey that you undergo. And of course, you couldn't go alone. You were 8. Did they take you and your parents, or who went with you?
Yes, I was very young. I was doing all of this with my mother. She had my back every step of the way.
So the CHOC folks did all of that for you, yeah.
And how did CHOC, Childhood Cancer Foundation, assist you during your recovery journey?
Oh, at the hospital, they come every day without fail. They engage with us in different activities, bearing snacks, playing with us. And also they had a lady that was responsible for teaching us so that we did not forget our schoolwork. So they were very helpful. They even give us essentials since we didn't have our parents all the time, so we'd need some things and they'd provide for us.
Absolutely beautiful. I mean, it's like I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it. Now, the Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer this year, I mean, every year we create cancer awareness and we raise funds for cancer-associated charities. But this year, it's the people who helped you, CHOC, the Childhood Cancer Foundation. They're going to be benefiting in Gqeberha and East London. What's your message as someone who's benefited from their help to people who would like to participate in the Big Walk? What would you say to them?
Well, the work is a big cause. As I've mentioned, the extent CHOC Foundation goes to support women with cancer. So they'll be joining in to make a change in someone's life, in helping spreading awareness and also raising funds, which are all beneficial, which that will benefit those who lack information when it comes to such things, and also the children with cancer who use CHOC hands in certain things, because CHOC is very helpful to children in hospitals and also the parents who are there to support their kids.
And what is your message to those that have not yet registered, that's taking their time?
I encourage everyone to join the work, as it's a great initiative. Some people are not well informed about health issues, so the more people join in, the more effective it will become. And also CHOC needs funds to support the children with cancer. Without the organization, I cannot even imagine how dull and lonely it would have been for me during my journey.
Sure. I tell you, it is goosebump stuff. Luviwe Tekula, thanks so much for sharing your story. And we celebrate your success in terms of surviving from an 8-year-old, who had very little chance of, you know, on your own, you and your mom just, you know, traveling all over and having all that support. And the osteosarcoma has eventually gone into remission. And you are now in your third year of studies, and you really are building a great life. And well done to you. And thank you so much.
I've actually graduated.
You've already graduated.
That's
We're
amazing.
Behind the times. Congratulations. All right, well, listen, keep going, keep growing. We really love what you're doing in terms of just carrying the torch and saying, guys, support the people who support the kids with cancer. We're doing it as Algoa FM. You can keep supporting with us, the CHOC, the Childhood Cancer Foundation. They're helping people like Luviwe to get through this in the most amazing way. Luviwe, thanks so much for sharing your story.
Thank you for having me. Algoa FM.